Worship is a response of love to God's love, inspired by His manifested presence in our lives. True worship is not offered to God from a faraway position. It is not an act of human beings giving homage to some God who is in a faraway kingdom. It is a response to God's presence in our midst. It is a response to the testimony of God's word, expression, and spirit revealed in the flesh. There are 7 levels of relationship in our destiny with Christ, one another, or any aspect of covenant and love. Relationship begins with a commitment. That commitment must be spawned by a revelation of love. When we know that God loves us, we are empowered to love Him. We love Him because He first loved us. Commitments inspire actions. Actions promote responses. Responses invoke submission. Submission reveals contributions. Contributions invite community. And community produces destiny. I believe that worship falls within the category of a response-level relationship with God. In the shadow of the law, the response-level relationship is described as a tithe-level relationship. Tithe is not something that is limited to our money. It is not meant to be a legalistic 10% given to God in the hope for His blessing upon the remaining 90% of our substance. 10 is a prophetic symbol of totality, completeness, or judgment. More specifically, a judgment of love. As 10 commandments reveal a twofold witness of loving God and loving others. Tithe represents the making of a judgment of love on our part that is based upon recognizing a judgment of love made in our direction by God. God gives us a gratuity of who He is, and we respond with a gratuity of who we are, thus confessing that we depend upon all of who God is to become all of what we should be. I believe that the first mention of tithe in the Bible is found in the story of Abram's encounter with Melchizedek. This Melchizedek was a manifestation of Christ in the Old Testament. He was the King of Righteousness and the King of Peace. He was without father or mother or any earthly genealogy, and Abram gave him a tenth of all that he possessed. Abram's act revealed a testimony to our need of being dependent upon God and our need to be in a place where there is no gap between God and us. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually.